Blog Talk Radio.
straightway truth, headed up by Almighty Yahweh himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And the greatest minister, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
And then we, his servants.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Well, we've been hot, extremely hot lately in the ministry. The dead season still rocks on, and the beat goes on. It continues to keep going on. All right. I want to know out there, by a show of hands out there, how is it to be faced with a ministry of excellence? Isn't it nice to be in the land of the living?
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we here and a lot going on. I'm sure that many of you have already saw. Y'all seen the tabernacle video? Isn't that all right? Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You like it because you in it, don't you? No,
I love that.
Woo, boy, that thing is. Yeah. How do you and Kabir get the boxes? Y'all saw some gloves and it's just okay, here we go, huh? You never know how in the world so I'm going to end up with Kabir got anything to do with it. We definitely got a few things we need to speak about to put Israel online, even more so. Of course, you know, we've been ministering the Torah.
Yeah.
And boy, ooh-wee. I agree with you, Brother Rob. But I'll tell you what. The scripture says that thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Before we get, we're not going to get going just yet. We got a couple of announcements to make, but we got to start off with this. You have Bereshit, Shemot, Wa'ikra. Is that right?
Yes,
sir. Bamidbar. Is that right?
Yes,
Dabarim. Now, I'm going to say something here, and I need for y'all to use some self-autonomy. Okay? That alone in itself is the scripture.
Yes,
so when the book says, to the law, law, and the prophets. Are you following? The law and the prophets. When it says law, it's not talking about Joshua, Judges, Ruth,
break it down.
First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Tehillim, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiasticus,
right.
Song of Solomon,
yep.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel,
yes,
we can go on and on.
Yeah.
Daniel, Hosea, when it says the law, it's not talking about all that. When it says the prophets, now it goes into that.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Does it make sense?
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Because why are y'all people destroyed? And believe it or not, most people don't even know just that simplicity right there. Makes no difference as long as somebody's mentioning it.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
So you have the law. The law, you know, even the prophets will not speak anything contrary to the law. The reason why it says law and prophets, now it's going to prophets. The prophets are the literal mouthpiece of Yah. And you know how they came about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, one day we were sitting around Mount Sinai, you know what I mean, and preparing ourselves. Because the Most High told Moshe, prepare yourself for the third day, and I'm going to come down. And I'm going to talk to you. And everybody was arrogant, presumptuous. Everybody went, oh, good, we get to hear. Oh, not only just Moses, but we get to hear brother too.
Ooh.
Yay!
Right.
Well, only one problem, though.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, sir.
When the Most High makes an entrance into this earth, even the herb has got to set itself right.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, people just don't, they don't understand, nor do they comprehend what's really truly going on.
Right.
The herb has got to make itself right.
Oh.
Yeah. Even still to this day, there's nothing that can grow up out on the top of Mount Sinai. It's still black. From the fervent heat that preceded him when he touched down on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Anybody hear this?
Yeah.
And the Father began to utter the commandments out of which there's the largest religion in the world.
Jesus.
Satan's religion. I know that people cringe depending on where you at and your knowledge. They cringe when they hear me talk about that.
Yeah.
The largest, think about it for a second. Think about it for a second. It says, if it were possible, the very elect.
Very.
Will be deceived.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you got this religion masquerading around as if it's always been here since the inception of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have exclusive copyright rights on the Messiah and nobody else. Are y'all listening to me out there? I'm trying to make it plain. We're going to get to the announcement, okay?
Yeah,
trying to make it plain here. Y'all listen to me real close.
Yes, sir.
And this religion comes up on the scene, and the first thing they do is teach against the law and the commandments.
Yes, sir.
Now, at the end of the book, it says, blessed are they who keep the commandments.
Yeah. Go ahead.
These are the ones who go out the right to the tree of life.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And they enter into the gate to the city.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
None of the blessed ones. But they tell you, you ought to keep the commandments.
Oh, man. Yes.
And some of them so entrenched in there that, you know, here's the other part. Yahshua said, unless a man forsake all that he has, he cannot. And they tell you, the Mosaic, he love your mama, love your daddy, even if they don't love y'all. Love your cousins, your aunts, your nieces, your brothers, your sisters, and everything. He would never tell you to ever leave them. What?
Wow.
Is that, boy, there's got to be an opinion, because that ain't what Matthew 10 says.
Come on.
And then they teach you to go against Yah's appointed times.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that the book teaches, they go opposite of it. Now, the prophet Daniel did say that there was going to be a religion, a beast, that was going to come up.
Yes,
and they were going to teach people.
Yep.
And they were going to do away with the law.
Yeah.
They were going to seek to change times and seasons.
Yep.
There would be something. See, if you can't interpret it unless you got a preacher, because we've all heard Christian preachers before.
Hallelujah.
And then all of a sudden, we hear this big eye preacher, we go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What up? Start clicking in there.
Hey! Come on. Thank you. Come on.
That's because of the gift.
Yes.
That the Most High Yah is.
Yeah.
See, because from that point on, you thought you were listening to Pastor Dow.
Yeah.
No. It's like when people, when Jeremiah spoke, you wasn't listening to Jeremiah. When the prophet Isaiah spoke, you may have heard his voice, but you wasn't the one doing the speaking.
Yeah.
That's why he says, my sheep.
No.
They hear my voice. And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. And we follow strange voices. We was doing that religious thing until he got a hold of us. He got a hold of us. Game changer. Game changer.
Yes, sir.
See what I mean?
Yep.
And so none of the prophets spoke contrary to the law. The Messiah definitely didn't speak. Matter of fact, he even told you, don't even think that I come to destroy the law. But what does Christian Danny say? It's done away with. It's destroyed. It's abolished. It's a... Who you gonna believe?
That's amazing.
And yes, and you know, people, they're so afraid to lose something, but they ain't afraid to lose their soul. They're so afraid to lose something, they ain't afraid to lose their
soul. Oh, he got lose.
I ask people all the time this one question. Y'all want to hear?
Go ahead.
You want to hear this one question?
I do, sir.
I said, suppose that the Most High damn you and save your family. Are you all right with that? They go, wait a minute now. I said, oh, so it ain't that important thing, is it? Because when it's all said and done, you'd rather save yourself.
Right. True.
Oh, I love mommy, but hold on now. Wait a minute, mom. Wait a minute, daddy. Wait a minute, brother. When it comes to either you or I, get to I'll be back. Wait a minute. I'm going to the kingdom. I'm going.
Yes, sir.
To the kingdom. See how simple it is when you're hearing a preacher. So when the signal is clear.
Yes. It's
clear.
It's clear.
You get to the apostles, especially Paul. Everybody starts saying, you know, because Christianity and all these other religions teach, well, you don't have to read. They call it the Old Testament.
Right.
Just get Jeremiah 31:31.
Wow. With it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, we got to start out here to get everybody online before we can proceed forward, because when you're listening to someone preach, you're really listening through the lenses of your mind.
Yeah, that's good.
And whatever's placed in your mind. See, somebody could be speaking truth, but a religion that already done filled you up with all these fallacies.
School of thought.
They got all these lies. Everything I say is a lie.
Yes, sir.
Everything I say is a lie.
Yeah.
I was talking to a Christian down there in the Dominican Republic. I said, hey, that is amazing. I said, you a Christian? Oh, yeah. I said, oh, that's too bad, man. That's too bad. This is so sad, man. I said, I suppose you believe in fairy tales, too. Oh, no. Only about, yeah, you do. I promise you do. I promise you believe in fairy tales.
Yes, you do.
They do. I guarantee you one. I bet you love lies.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
In their mind, you think they love lies. No. But when you started putting it to the test, you found out they love lies.
The truth ain't in
life show.
Isn't that right? And I said, believe it or not, I'm here trying to help you.
Yeah.
You may not want the help because, I mean, when you start talking like this, all of a sudden, a spirit comes to you and starts ministering you and telling you all the things you got to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Salesman.
Wow.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Is he going to show you how simple it is? Yeah. Okay. They said, how did the animals go on the ark? Did it go on there 2x2 every time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. See, there you have it. Democracy in action. Go ahead. Consensus. Hey,
yeah.
We got it. You got one of them little cell phones there? Pick the Bible of your choice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, go over there. Genesis. Start first verse, chapter 7. And then, tell you what, you'll read it, then you'll tell me what it says.
Yeah.
Because I believe you're intelligent. I just don't believe you exercise too much of it, but I believe you're intelligent.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I don't mean to insult you, because there's nothing funny about it.
Uh-huh.
This is when you deceive. I'm telling you, there's nothing funny about it when you deceive.
Yeah.
So they start reading, they go, oh. What the? Read that again to make sure it's clarity, because you know, you want to make sure ain't nothing in your eye, or not a misprint, or you know what I mean, you can drop some taco sauce on it or something like that. And come on now. Maybe cover up by chicken wing, you know what I mean.
Hey.
I said, what did it say? The two, well, the two or two, what, not for other kind?
Unclean.
It said, unclean. See, now there's another whole can of worms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it said, of every queen beast.
Yep.
And, of course, I always preface that. You're supposed to take about, what, seven?
Seven.
And I said, that's honest. I said, so. I always tell people who don't know begins that Israelites was carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that.
Go ahead.
They ain't no way. They didn't have refrigeration back then.
Yes, sir.
Those I can do anything.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
But Noah didn't store up a whole full of bananas and apples and oranges and pears and peaches. And what do you think going to happen to them things?
Yeah.
You'd be fortunate to stretch a week out of banana.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's why the fresh banana.
Yeah.
This stuff's been gassed and everything. It prolongs a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They even pick it right.
Yeah.
It ain't even ripe when they pick it. It's still green, right?
Yeah.
No,
yes, sir.
Then they have a ripening process. Next thing you know, you're like, damn, I just bought these bananas.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
See, this is simplistic. But anyway, nevertheless, they would see me on a resort and they would just, you know, kind of act like I wasn't even there. Just like you just walk, you know, see clear through me.
Come on. Yep.
I said, look at that bizarre behavior. You know that bizarre behavior that is deeply and collectively embedded in the subconscious mind of man. That even Yah himself can't even remove it. Remember, he said it. He won't even touch unbelief.
Yes.
Yah works by faith. He can't touch unbelief. He can put a limit to it. He did.
Hallelujah.
I know it hurts. See, I know these words, they penetrate like, God, I never heard it like this before. Well, maybe it's the first time you hear it, because you're in a preacher. But watch this. We're going to go to Jeremiah 31:31, and we're going to show you what the New Testament is. Boom, Pete.
Behold,
The
days come.
Yeah. The day has come.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Say it, Yah.
Uh-oh.
That I will make a new covenant.
Now, ain't that what we should be calling it?
Yes, sir.
Old covenant, new covenant.
Yes, sir.
Not Old Testament, New Testament. You know what I mean? These words, they play on your minds because they have different meanings.
Yeah, you're right.
Read on.
I'll make a new covenant. With the house of Israel?
With Europeans.
With the house of Israel.
With Africans.
With the house of Israel.
Chinese.
Israel.
Japanese.
Israel.
Russians.
Israel.
Ukrainians.
Israel.
Thailand.
Israel.
Mexicans.
Israel.
You hearing all this?
Yes, sir.
And with the house of Judah.
So it's the same covenant.
It's
a book about the same people.
Yeah.
The reason why he's going to make a new covenant, because the people broke the old covenant.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yes, sir.
Man, we smashed that thing.
Yeah, we did.
Read on.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day.
Yeah. Come on.
In the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. which my covenant they broke.
Hold on. Who broke the covenant?
They did.
Yeah. Most I didn't break it.
Yeah, we did.
Read on.
Although I was a husband.
Boy, what a word. What a word.
Yes, sir.
Right there, he's telling you he's got two wives.
Mm.
Two aside.
Yes.
He did mention the house of Israel.
And the house of Judah.
And the house of Judah.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Although I was a husband.
A whole of and a whole of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't let me add too much on here.
Come on,
yeah. But come on.
Although I was a husband.
You was a what to him?
Husband.
And now people, you Christian, you hear that, they don't mean that. You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But see, at the end of this thing, Tabernacles.
Yes, sir.
That thing is all about a marriage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fill up with something.
Yeah. See, I keep trying to tell y'all that this covenant is about us being married to the Most High.
Yes.
We're married to Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't want to bow down to foreign gods and all this old other crap. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, y'all. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
Come on.
After those things. Said y'all.
Come on.
We'll put my law.
In his arm.
Yeah.
First thing he said.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to put my
law.
Come on.
Yeah.
And this always done away with.
New covenant.
But this is the new covenant.
Yeah.
I'm going to make with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
The New Testament is the same thing that was of old. Well, nothing wrong with the covenant.
Come on.
Something wrong with them.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what he was doing? He had to give them the same covenant. But this time the covenant couldn't be written apart.
Come on! Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, we. Yes. Yes.
Now, hear it?
Yes,
the whole purpose of his covenant is for him not to be a Yah afar off.
Come on.
What? The whole purpose of his covenant is for him to dwell with you, to be intimate with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yep.
If you ever been intimate with a woman you love, love her, there's a connection.
Yeah.
Not like with nobody else.
Yeah.
He can connect with you.
Yeah, sir.
You know, he connects.
Yeah.
So he said, read that again, this new covenant. This covenant up with the house of Israel and house of Judah.
After those days, said Yah,
what are you going to do?
I will put my law in.
In what?
In what? Their inward part.
All right, now wait a minute. It was on parchment, skins, and on stone.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
That's correct. But this time he says, I'm going to put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh.
Read.
And write it.
What?
In their hearts.
Right, well.
In their hearts.
Read on.
And will be their Elohim.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And they shall be my people.
Now, wait. So the law.
Come on.
Is Yahweh breathed, Yahweh inspired. In other words, he ain't changed nothing.
Right.
He's actually, in the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
The Word was with Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was.
Yes, sir.
Then we read over here, and the Word became flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So that same word that was in the beginning, the same word came flesh, is the same word that he said he was putting out. In other words, the word, the invisible word, the invisible God. Are you following me? What he did was he put his law, he put his word.
Yes.
So it could resonate with us.
Yes, sir.
Love with him.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Love.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He said, and this time, I'm going to make sure that you stay with me. Yes. And you can hear me because I'm going to be with you.
Yes.
And I'm going to be with you.
That's my insulation. I have to do that. Well,
anyway, I'm going to be with you. And the reason why I'm going to be with you, because now we understand.
Yes, sir.
Now look at all these phrases and statements that now it makes sense.
Now, yes, sir. It does.
He says, I will never leave you.
Yes.
Nor forsake you.
Yes.
And I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. So, see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
He put the law into the inward part.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know ye, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said God. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
He's on the inside.
Inside.
He's on the inside of us.
Amen.
And I tell you, man, the anti-Messiah, the anti-Christ, boy, he's working hard.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
He's working extremely hard. Because you think about this booger. This booger come up. You know, y'all know the devil religious, right?
Yeah.
This book will come up with a religion that has a form of godliness, but it denies the power. And Christians get on here and spout our liberty, thinking that we're mocking them because they're deceived. No, them. We're trying to save your soul alive.
Definitely. True.
Hmm? No, we're trying to do, we're trying to help save your soul alive. What's mocking you is all those fat cat preachers up there.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing at you all the way to the back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can't even tell them to get your hand out of my pocket.
Damn.
So you don't let them in.
Yep, sir.
Who'd ever known to allow ourselves so easy?
Right.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
So he forgot no covenant whatsoever at all.
No.
And we still acting foolish and doing foolish and...
Go ahead.
Hello. I mean, I talked about it with my side. I think I talked about it on video, on Patreon, too. You think about this. All right. We had gone so far away from the Most High Yah. So far. We didn't even know who we were.
Mm. Yeah.
And the people who were supposed to be our priests, they were just as far along as gone as we were.
Yeah.
Because they were chief in all the trespasses. So people were falling out. They had a priest. Taking bribes. So one day, somebody named Ezra came along. Here we are, feet stuck down in Babylon.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the law gets in our hands.
Mm. Hallelujah.
What do you think the law did?
The law.
He didn't say the New Testament.
Come on. Come on.
The law was being read from morning to evening. And the people were sitting there listening to this law.
Yes.
And just beside themselves.
Yes,
just
sir.
Broken. Beyond belief in me. They're just broken. They just shook their head.
Yep.
And it was like, my, look how far we have gone.
Yep.
Out of the way. God of mercy, man. And the more they heard, the more broke they were.
Yes.
It was like, man, we don't even know who we are now. So the prophets turn around and say, this is the first thing you got to do. Put away them strange wives.
Yes, yes.
And their children.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Yeah.
That's why I made a video. I said, y'all, many of y'all, the Most High, you are going to do it. The Most High made sure he did. Yep, you did.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I'll help you put them away.
Thank you.
And free you.
Thank you.
And then you got these holster Christian preachers out there talking about, well, y'all hates divorce. You yourself, you liar.
Yeah.
He just got finished telling them to put away the strange wives and their children. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
Word.
Isn't that something?
Yes,
and he says they're children because why?
Yes.
The wives are the first line to
teach us.
I'm going to write it down.
What?
I'm profitable to you. Go ahead.
Hmm. These shias, these wives, first thing they should do is teach the children the love of the Father.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you right now, Summer teaches his child the love of the Father greater than love of mother.
Yes,
he wakes up in the morning. And sometimes he wakes up, he'll be kissing on mom and all of those stuff. And how you doing, this Kyle? How you doing? He'll go, Dada.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, this guy. How you doing? And you're looking at the picture. Dad, dad.
Yeah.
Home.
Where you at?
Yep.
Home.
Yeah.
Home.
And she does that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's the order of the home.
Yeah.
What we learned, the love of the Father.
That's it.
We're not loving no more. That's a Mary.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Come on. Go ahead.
We ain't loving no mother Mary. The Holy Mary, mother, yuck.
Wow.
Nope. Backwards. Nope. Don't even make you ashamed. You're even that stupid to be that.
Come on, man.
These people toying around with your soul.
Yeah.
Making merchandise of you.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's
sad. Then I come along. You're cold. Yeah. Look at it. Look,
yep.
That's all they do. They,
yep.
And I said, okay, hey, I'm willing to have a civil dialogue and discuss. I'll come to your backyard.
That's it.
Let your preacher speak and then I'll speak.
That's it.
All of a sudden, silence of the lane. We just mute. All of a sudden, they got their hole they got to go crawl in now. Huh?
Ooh.
They don't want that smoke.
Yeah,
it's better for them to just be quiet and run and hide.
Uh-huh.
It's better for them to, how does Michael Israel say, throw rocks and hide hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. See, I can tell y'all, when somebody slanders, or when someone, even that's against the prophet, what the prophet says, the one thing, you know, is one of the other things that y'all hates is to put forth of the finger. So you get somebody that's talking bad about someone like me, a set of our preacher of y'all, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you focused on what they're saying,
yeah,
rather than focus on the individual that is doing the same.
Yeah.
See, most people, that's the reason why they always get people, they try to get people to talk about everybody because they want all the attention to go towards the accusation,
right,
rather than you actually, you know, looking at the fruit of the one who's doing the same.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
that's how powerful an accusation is because you're focused on the accusation rather than the accuser.
Yes.
And who would say? The accuser of a brother.
Day and night. Day and night.
You know what I mean? What does Satan look like? Look like human beings. That's why the Messiah said, and then we told Peter, get behind me, Satan. So you got Satan sitting right up here talking to you or something, and he looking at you people something else, man. Let me get to him.
You preach that.
Oh, hallelujah.
You preach? Oh, I love it. Yes.
You can do an
announcement.
It's just sad. Now here, I got an attorney that's really chomping at the bit for us to sue the Sports Illustrated. How in the hell does a sports magazine give a damn about what somebody believes? Now I got another question. Why is it okay for everybody else out there in the world to believe whatever religion, whatever philosophy they want? But because we want to believe the real Messiah,
right?
And keep the commandments, you know we gotta be serving out.
Yeah.
All this attack we get.
Lies.
That's crazy.
Fourth illustration.
We get all this attention. what y'all like it. At least our name is out there. I told you all publicity is good publicity. Because one day, what the devil meant for evil, y'all gonna mean it for good. Somebody gonna look at that and they're gonna go,
we're here.
It's this guy goddamn bad. Let me look at me.
Around myself. Ain't nobody that bad.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, boom. All of a sudden, you know, hey, the Most High says you need to keep the commandments and live.
What?
Man, let me see what he said.
Come on now.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me this.
Yes, sir.
Then you hear another thing.
Yeah.
You go back and think, wait a minute, let me check this out.
That's what it was.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Man, he quoted that thing verbatim.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, I've been believing this all my life, but wait a minute.
Uh-huh. That's what it was. Heart is not your heart.
See, what they don't understand was took place is that as soon as they set themselves to hear, they didn't know they heard. You follow me? Scales start falling from their eyes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That conviction come in, you can't do nothing about it.
No. Right.
God know them that he is.
That's it.
He can't do nothing about it.
Thank
you. He can't do nothing about it. To me.
Yep.
You may want to knuckle drag.
Yep.
And take your time and everything else. So when I'm talking about knuckle drag, I'm talking about playing all this damn monkey circus stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He gonna get you.
Oh, yeah.
I will. First thing you're going to do is make your life a living hell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, first one dead is what he's going to do.
Yeah. Boy.
He said, you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let me get to the announcements, man.
That's all we live here.
We're about 2 months out. We got the feast of unleavened bread.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, and Pascha.
Yes, sir.
Passover coming up.
Yes.
In the month of Abib.
Yes.
April. The deadline for you to call into the dining hall and get your name on the list, because we're cutting it off.
Yeah.
And it may be cut off before the deadline, depending on how many people call in. Is March the 7th. The deadline for you to get in, if you need a letter for school or a letter for work. I want y'all to listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Everybody do hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm speaking with clear clarity.
Yes,
clear.
Yes,
everybody out there, are y'all clear? Can y'all hear me real good? Real good. Can y'all hear me real good now? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a damn who you are. Mess around and talk about we forgot and can we come in on can I give y'all my information on the 8th?
Come on, Steve.
You may be able to get your information in on the 8th before the deadline of Tabernacle.
Come on,
why is it so hard to obey, man? It's just simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all have no idea logistically what it takes for Straightway to throw a feast. Tabernacle is something else. How would you like to invite 900 people to your home and then you take care of all of them?
Right.
You got to feed them. You come to service, you give them a plot of land so they can have a tent. You know what I mean? You build extra. A lot of y'all, I'm glad a lot of y'all really truly have humbled yourself and got used to outhouses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the way people live for centuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And all we doing is just, and don't forget to bring your gift before the Most High.
Yes, sir.
You got to bring an offering now.
That's important.
I had somebody some time ago, they heard me making these announcements, they said, they thought they were smart.
Tithe is not Federal Reserve notes.
So as I say, it is for you. You claim to be Israel, and you don't even own a goat.
Mm-hmm.
So you better do what the scripture says.
Yeah.
The journey is long. You see what I'm saying? They think they're so smart.
Yep.
You better go trade it in.
Yep.
How would y'all look trying to bring? Hey, you mean you ain't got a pickup truck? You ain't got a trailer, a bull, or a goat this far.
Right.
So you better trade in what you got, get some Cassell.
Yeah.
And then don't come empty-handed. You're supposed to be blessed with your first fruits anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, who we blessed? We blessed the ministry.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Y'all
speak Israel. Where y'all put his name?
You bring it where y'all put his name at. You know, this little sanctuary that he said he was going to, you know, be like little sanctuaries.
Yeah.
Boy, I know one thing about the law that the Christians don't believe is done away with. Will a man rob y'all?
Right.
Oh, they love that Old Testament scripture right there. Boy. They preach that. Jesus, don't they preach it? And then they'll put it on you. They'll put it on you. They'll put it with clarity.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. See, I can't even make announcements while I preach. Coming up is the March 7th. And And that includes work letters and the work letters and school letters, because it takes us a long time to get this in. You got to understand, my 7 foot to summer, man, we probably wrote upwards of close to 400-something letters. That's including exemption letters, work letters, school letters. My letter's pretty weighty, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty convicted.
Yes, sir.
You know the reason why I'm convicted? Because we use their law.
Yes, sir.
You know what they said.
Yeah.
The other thing is, so, we apply for our land to be tax exempt. You know, all the land we got, right? And you can't go to the county. You got to go straight to the state. You know what the boogers denied us?
Wow.
They know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to do what Kabir said. I'm going to put on the top of this check right here when I pay these taxes.
Mm.
I'm going to say, you cash this check, you incur 10% a day in penalties.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to get them.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on fighting because what do you do, man? Come on. We are an assembly.
Yeah.
You see the people. And guess what they want to tax the most? The building where we assemble. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Just like Joe Biden. Didn't he run and say, we're going to build everything back better?
Huh.
Name one thing that's been built under Joe Biden.
His administration.
What did he build back better?
Nothing.
What have you done better? I mean, the White House today, the other day, they came up with a new policy, new plan, how to stop all the bad, you know, all the diseases and stuff that people get from drugs and stuff. They're going to put crack pipes in boxes and stuff and hand them out.
So,
Newport, Joe! You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, we got all that happening. Make sure y'all plan accordingly. Go back, type in, just type in Pastor Dial Passover, something like that. You've never been here before. We did a video years ago to show you how to prepare yourself to come and stay here, because some people, they stay for a while. What's the date? Let me see. What's the date so fast down there, Torch? Just move it over a little bit.
14th, 19th, 21st.
All right, so... Oh, yeah, you can arrive. If you plan on arriving, the earliest you can come is April the 11th for Passover arrivals, because a lot of people, they'll come, and then they'll be at First Fruits the first day. Some people stay throughout the whole Feast of First Fruits. So you got Passover and unleavened bread, because it's amazing how it's falling, because Passover is the fifth day night. And then we have 6 day and Sabbath, so, you know, pretty much we're almost going to have like two services, maybe a break in between.
Oh,
we have a service fifth day night, which they all call Thursday night, to make it simple for y'all, then Shabbat.
Yeah.
And then those people will be hitting the road. Thank you very much. You can come
to my very love.
And then for those of you who live out of country, you know, I mean, the one thing we can thank the Father for the Internet,
yeah.
Or should we be thanking Al Gore for the Internet? I thought he invented the Internet, right?
Sure.
Most of y'all don't know these inside jokes. These jokes are pretty good. These folks are saying some stuff. Boy, that's just unbelievable, boy.
Yeah,
man, I'll go. He didn't stop, man. But anyway.
He's going.
Yeah. And so anyway, it's just sad. I mean, you affected people. Why be dumb on purpose? Huh? So don't forget to bring your gift. Because you know what I'm going to do with it? Y'all should say, if you love me, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. No one will do that. Huh? Well, we got plenty of land. And by the way, y'all putting these tents up, y'all need to tighten it up just a little bit more. Y'all trying to live like y'all in the country. Tents with 20-yard spacing between each other. Why, you don't nobody even passing gas or something? Everybody knows a bodily function. You never heard about a fart before? Everybody heard somebody fart. What's the big deal? How you think the Israelites did when they made these all these movements?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You know how many Israelites came out of Egypt? Huh? Do you think they personally made concessions and stuff for people having to use the bathroom? While they're on their journey, man, you got this big old laundry. No, you can go. You know how to use the bathroom. Or get your butt at the back.
Yep.
And catch up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? See, we don't think about this stuff.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Real.
That's true.
They didn't have George Foreman grills.
Yeah.
And electric outlets to plug up and stuff whenever they had butcher the cow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Home chef.
See what I mean? You see how spoiled we are, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Man.
It's so sad. It's so sad. So it's going to be a wonderful time there. Got a leadership meeting at the end of the month. Hallelujah. All right, where we at? Let me speak a little bit here just for a second about firearms. Lately, I've been watching here on YouTube. I've been watching people be very irresponsible. And I've spoken a little bit about this before. It's only going to be briefly here for a moment, but listen. Rule number one, you should think. Think a lot. Just because you have a firearm, I know sometimes it makes you feel like that you're invincible and all this other stuff. But it's a tool for you to be able to protect yourself. All right? If you can avoid an engagement, try to avoid it. Don't make you a coward. It's a win.
Yeah, which is true.
You call it. It's easy to shoot the shit out of somebody. You know what I mean? It really is. Now, if somebody's coming at you with force and threat, like, for instance, if somebody's coming to you where they have a knife in their hand or something like that, and you try to de-escalate, you try to get away, and they won't let you get away, then you authorize use deadly force.
Yes.
You got to know the laws of the land.
Yes,
all right, we ain't like the police where you can shoot everybody and get
yeah.
paid
wrong.
Administrative
wrong.
Leave.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's just true.
Good. Yes, sir.
We shoot somebody, man, they want to. It's crazy.
True. Very true.
So make sure that you learn how to control your emotions in the heat of a moment. Because emotions run extremely high.
Yes, sir.
And so you have better make sure that you've exercised mastery over your emotions. Blind rage is not justified. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Saying that there's a threat is not the same as an actual physical threat. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
And at no point can you ever be the aggressor.
Never.
You must learn how to defend. You're always on the defense. That's like when you're driving, you're supposed to be defensive driving. Y'all never seen a spirit that jumps on people when you can, anybody ever been on the interstate and you're rolling along and all of a sudden you see these people want to come up on the side and they want to try to jump in front of you and they try to cut off or something and you're speeding up and or people acting crazy and next thing you know they're shooting fingers at each other and carrying on and what if this maniac?
Come on, Shepard.
Anybody ever seen The Matrix?
Yes, sir.
You see now them computer type people would jump in and possess people.
Yeah.
Preacher. And next thing you know, they chasing Neo and everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
You think demons ain't gonna jump in these folks right here? Spirit of anger and rage to jump in these folks in the black. And then all of a sudden they'll break out and they'll pull up this thing gun and the book says the thief coming out but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Activity. Come on.
Come on.
Anyhow, you up here getting a shootout here on a highway or something like this when you could have. Man, I see a maniac coming up, man. I go, okay, wait a minute.
Yes,
when I drive down the road, I have press of cargo.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
I see somebody acting foolish and stupid. All they go, oh, I pull over the side. I put on brakes and let it go on by.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen that. And they end up in a wreck down there, or they get pulled over by the police.
Yeah.
I let them run. They may be 5-10 miles, boy, and they rolling. Boy, you can see them get their way out of there. And then I am just trucking along.
Well, look at that.
Well, look, flash forward, and they flashing on board. And then something. You know, they hit a ticket. I'm like, I got all this pressure cargo. I want to set up and put them at risk.
Hallelujah.
So you point a gun at me, I'm telling you, I'm bringing hell.
Yes, sir.
I'm bringing hell and fury. I'm shooting clear through my windshield.
Yes, sir.
I am.
Yes,
point a gun at me on the interstate.
Yes.
And I ain't going to, I'm going to make sure I don't give you an opportunity to point a gun because I ain't like to fool with you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but you point a gun at me, it's over with. From that day, I'm telling you, I'm laying it down.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Now, the only way that you can have mastery over your emotions and over your feelings is train.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you Israelites don't want to hear. You got to train.
Yes, sir.
Train, 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 train. Because everything you do, you're going to fall back on your training.
That's right there.
Do you know how to keep your ego in check?
Ooh-wee.
I'm asking the question. Do y'all know how to keep your ego in check? See, the whole idea of win is a win, and you need to fight. You need to live the fight another day.
Okay.
When you need to. And if somebody already got the jump on you, don't ever go physical against someone as long. You better try to get out there. Have y'all ever seen these videos, people just shooting each other on the street?
Yeah.
Just today, they had a guy that was just going around stabbing folks. Broad daylight. Carjacking, stabbing. Another guy chased his dad down, was stabbing him. And you know what the neighbor did? Locked his gate, went in the house, locked his door, and sit through the and watched. Watch a guy stab his dad to death. You know what another guy did?
What's that?
Up in Washington? This guy got a rap sheet. He's 31 years old and got a rap sheet, man, as long as the book of Matthew. He seen a lady, got a baseball bat, just walked up behind her and wound up and clocked her in the back of her head. Fractured her head and everything, and who knows what kind of damage she may get from that. And you know what he did? He went up into his little place, his home, his place where he was, and went and got a slice of pizza. What have I told y'all? I told y'all when people have nothing to lose, they do what? And guess what? People are getting ready to lose a lot right now because we're getting ready to have another housing market crash. We're getting ready to have another crash. And we're going to be a stock market crash, too. Stocks are going to crash. They all going to go down. It's going down like a two-tired heavy stick.
And
by the way, the lumber prices are getting ready to fall, too. Matter of fact, they're already falling. So wait about another month. You got to buy some more lumber, then you buy some. And always remember this.
Yes, sir.
You're responsible for where the bullet goes.
Yeah.
When you point a bullet, when you point a gun at somebody, that bullet, it possibly could go through them.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or you can miss. Well, you hit somebody.
Yeah.
Only a police can get into a firefight and shoot everybody in the neighborhood and still get off.
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself, because we do a lot of this training here, do you know how to render medical aid? Do you know how to use a tourniquet? We've given tourniquet crashes, and we've done this 6, 7, 8, 9 years in a row now. You got to know this stuff. Just trying to help.
Yes, sir.
And you know what Israel is lacking more than anything? Discipline.
Yes, sir.
Discipline. I mean, like this debt season, man, y'all cutting a damn fool out of here. You know what I mean? We just got finished having to put, we had to put a sister out of ministry. These folks done gone crazy. This folks done gone batshit crazy. I'm telling you, it's a problem. Why y'all think I've been talking about the law all this time?
Yes, sir.
Seeing that we have forgotten the law of Yahweh Elohim.
Yep.
So the more you talk about it, it should be in your mind to never forget it. Because that's what we're going to be judged by. So, another thing we're going to be doing in this ministry, I'm going to be working on, hopefully to have it done way before Passover, is that all you people that are, let's say, married by Yah, we're going to develop a ministry marriage certificate.
Mm.
So that way, we can have witnesses sign, and then you and your Ishai sign, so everybody can know that y'all married. But some of y'all come in, you ain't married. All you was just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hmm. Copy. Not again. Amen. So we gotta start holding means of accountability. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So, because sometimes you get people say, oh, yeah, we both break up, but they didn't want to put away their so-called wife.
Yeah, that's good.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Got to make it accountable.
Yep. Yep.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
No, they do that. And by the way, and buy your own family Bible. We just buy that for people who are brand new in marriage, getting married to a virgin. So we're going to have a nice, pretty little piece of paper y'all can have for each other. But it's not legal, but it's lawful.
Yeah. It's
called ketubah. A marriage covenant agreement.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm telling y'all right now, if y'all want to stay the hell away from a marriage license from the state,
yes,
like you want to avoid the plague.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't see that thing I posted on Facebook?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yep. I got that from another guy, man. The guy out of Patriot, he showed you all the things about a marriage license. That's bad. Because that thing, man, they don't ever disclose you the terms and the conditions of their contract.
Right.
They just ready to nail you.
Yeah.
And y'all know the reason why? Y'all know the reason why America's in the decline right now? Y'all want to know?
Yeah.
If y'all want to know, type in the number one.
One.
If y'all want to know, just type in the number one. And I'm going to tell you the reason why America is in a steep decline and we're falling fast. Y'all want to know?
Yes, sir.
The reason why America is in a steep decline and falling real fast is because it's a country that went from patriarchy to matriarchy.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Feminism,
yes, sir,
is ruling.
That's number two.
Wow.
Feminism is ruling.
Wow.
If you look at the Bible, it's all patriarchy.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
It's hallelujah. It has guidelines. You turn around and you start giving women all these power, you're looking at the decline. Why do you think that in our book it wants a woman to be pure? You know the reason why it wants a woman to be pure? Because she goes schizophrenic and batshit crazy when she has too many men DNA inserted into multiple personalities and everything else. And then guess what? If she ends up being promiscuous, she by the law is supposed to already just have just one.
Yeah.
You call the woman to commit whoredoms and then have the decline of the society. What happened with Rome? Anybody know the history of ancient Rome? Rome fell because they were warriors conquering the whole known world. Then they got relaxed and bore all these boy lovers and booty lovers, and now they let in every sexual disease and every damn thing you could do. wire swapping and everything else. And
yeah.
I mean, see, what we done is we done given our strength over to a woman.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Never.
And you're going to decline.
Yes, sir.
So you know a man's heart is wicked when he cares more about a woman's feelings.
Tell it, Chuck. Go ahead.
That's what y'all say. Something
wrong with that, Chuck.
Yeah. And then, because you better believe Jezebel getting ready to manifest.
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
There's going to be Ecclesiastes Sirach.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I've been in that one.
Chapter 25.
It is. Right
I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over it again.
It is. Right there.
At least try my best to.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go over something that needs to be gone over.
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why men must remain in authority.
Yes, sir.
Because, see, women, they don't care about logic and reason.
Right.
They don't care about truth and law. They care about the emotions and feelings.
That's weaker.
You want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason why they're a weaker vessel. That's why you think it's so easy to get a woman.
Yeah.
Mm. Y'all, it ain't easy to get a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy as hell to get a woman.
Oh,
yeah.
Easy as shit to get a woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lie your ass off, you can get her.
That's true.
You can.
Yeah.
You shouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Unless she's a feminist that's become masculine.
Ooh.
Wow.
Feminists become masculine.
Wow.
I can do just as good as
anything.
You know the reason why a woman can't make it in the infantry in the 82nd Airborne Division? The reason why she can't make it in the range, I don't give a damn what they say. Can't make it in Special Forces. You know the reason why a woman can't make it there?
Go ahead.
Huh? My ass can't hump no damn 120-pound rucksack.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn how fit they are.
Yeah.
They ain't a damn woman on this earth that can hump a 125-pound rucksack 12 miles through mountainous terrain.
Yeah.
But a 175-pound man can do it.
Yep.
I see doing all that on my rucksack almost averaged that. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
You ain't just as good as any man then.
No.
You're a woman. You should be glad to be a woman.
Hallelujah.
How many times I've said it? Y'all heard me say it before.
Come on.
I was reading law, you know, coming into the restoration of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading this law, man, I was going, I ain't father. I ain't got no problem with it, nothing like that, but what do we get out of this whole, they get everything out of it.
Everything.
And y'all want to give that up and trade it? It makes no sense.
Deception.
You take care of from cradle to grave, but yet you don't want it.
Right.
Ooh.
All you got to do is bear man's seed.
Yeah.
And obey him. I don't even know if I want to entertain that or not. Somebody asked, how much does a military rucksack weigh? Well, empty, probably about 4 or 5 pounds. See, they're going to think I'm being stupid, but I'm being real.
Yeah.
Probably about 4 or 5 pounds. Empty, it's that much. Now, they're really to weigh as much as you want to put it.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I should have avoided that.
Yeah.
Because that was a foolish question. And even if it wasn't foolish, even if it was an unlearned question,
even if it was an ignorant question,
I should avoid it.
Yeah.
But I did that on purpose to show you where the mindset of people are today.
Yes,
foolishness and frivolity. What are we talking about right
all
now?
All this word. Come on. All this word.
I'm using that as an analogy to show you where we're at because of the feminist society we're being all riddled by.
Yeah.
And the only thing you can care about is how much a damn rucksack weighs.
Come on, guys.
Clock in.
No, he clocked out.
Yeah, he clocked out.
His lights on, ain't nobody home.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can clock in.
Yeah. Fire.
Y'all bring some more brewskis in here. Y'all strong drink? Strong drink? Okay.
What do you think about this?
If the woman ever becomes the head of a family, the family gets destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing
but truth.
Let me use my family. Who's the head of my family?
You are.
That's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got to sit up and beat.
Come on.
I ain't got to do that at all. Just watch the way you function.
Hallelujah.
You don't see me have to holler and scream.
No.
They'll tell you I'm the head.
Hallelujah.
They'll say, man, shit, I got the best thing going today. Why the hell I want to give that up?
I'm a model citizen.
They taking care of?
Yep.
And I make it easy for them to submit.
Mm.
I like that.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Every once in a while, they make just a little bit to see. Even if you got a child and it steps out of line one time, do you think there's going to be a vote to do it again? But if you don't correct that first time it steps out of line, then guess what? It's gonna be, you don't mean nothing. I'm gonna sit up on and stretch these limbs.
Yes, sir.
That's so as it is when a woman is left to herself.
Yes, sir.
Can I talk to y'all about our culture?
Come on, please.
You see, the reason why it's important that our Israelite family stay together, the reason why it's important that, I got one right here. The reason why it's important for our Israelite family to have a family structure where you have a man and a woman. And then children.
Yes, sir.
There's a reason why it's important. Because when you have a young girl,
yes, sir,
a young woman,
go ahead,
being raised in a single family household,
yeah,
she's going to be missing something.
Mm.
What if the father's gone? What is society working on? Making sure that what? Father's gone.
Yep.
Now you can see the reason why they don't want to submit to a man.
Because
they never had no father over there telling them what to do.
No,
and then what if you got a woman, there may be a man in the house and a woman, but mama's been a Jezebel. You've been watching her son up there rule and dominate over this shell of a man. That's going to teach that young girl that's the type of man you need. That's what you look for. That's why the family structure is all out of order and everything is broke down, because you can't have a strong civilization without a strong family structure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. Then the first, I don't ever have no men. Every once in a while I get a couple of weak men and say, look at him talking. I said, man. We know who that is. That's Ahab.
Yeah.
Well, you expect Jezebel to come out. I would never want to be. Ain't no way I would ever get married to somebody like you.
Yeah.
Who said that I would ask?
Come on, Chef.
You ain't the prize.
No.
Yeah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you see what I'm talking about?
Come on,
yes,
Chef.
Absolutely.
This real talk is real.
I'm
talking about the basis of everything.
Yes,
the strength
right.
of Israel is the family.
That's it.
The strength of society is the family.
Is.
A family that's together.
Yep.
So what is the United States of America and the world focus on? Removing the man out from under the family. So therefore, when you get married to these damn women, they don't even know how to. The whole purpose of having a man in the house is so you know how to submit to a man.
Yep.
That's
Israel.
Yeah.
You know how to submit to your father?
Yep.
Then guess what? Then you'll know how to submit to your husband. Because you've been up under Israel, an Israelite righteous authority, and you'll know how to submit when you get married. But if your ass ain't never had no damn strong family structure, you're a damn buffoon.
Ooh. Jesus.
You run around like one of these damn loose-ass cannon, bitch-ass women.
Ooh. Come on. Real talk.
A man shouldn't have to tell you something more than once.
Come on.
Did your daddy tell you something more than once? If he did, he wasn't shit.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this is what's been lost.
Yes.
So when people come here the straight way, the majority of women, you literally got a teddy ass all the way down to zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then build them back up.
The truth straight way.
That's like, your your wife named Abigail, right?
Yes, sir.
And she ain't the first one I've dealt with like it.
She loved it.
Yeah. Dealt with Teacher Eric Robinson's wife like that, too.
She, yeah.
Woman, what the hell you think you're doing? You better get your ass back up here.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Father figure.
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever it was, boy, it shook that spirit, though.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some of them, they hear me talk like, can you tell that damn black ass nigga to shut the hell up and go to hell? Like
yeah.
Hey, don't worry about it. You'll be there before I'll be able to get there.
Ooh,
I ain't going to get there. I'm not going there.
Hallelujah.
And besides, what woman would ever talk to a man like it ain't that way? A real woman.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a mistress, not woman. I'm talking about a real woman.
Real. Yeah.
You see what I mean? Again, it's been an attack on the family home. If you don't, see, so when you come here and you have an opportunity to submit to authority, we're going to raise you right. We're going to do you right.
Yeah.
You ain't going to like it.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of virgins sitting right on this reader right now. They'll tell you, Pastor Dow don't even, he, damn, that guy rough. He don't even, first of all, he don't have to talk to it, he don't have to look at it, and when he does, it ain't pleasant. I kid you not. Is any of them virgins in there in the living room? See if there's any of them virgins in there. What? When you have a daughter, how does it teach you? How you supposed to teach someone? How you supposed to talk to them?
Huh?
Yeah. What does the book say? Tammy, come here, Tammy. Stand right there.
Stand right here.
Tammy, did you grow up with a father in the house?
No.
Tammy, listen. You already talk soft by nature. So we're on a broadcast. So you're going to have to raise your voice. So you're going to have to talk a little bit louder than what you're normally used to, all right?
Yes. Because
there's people trying to listen to you and hear you.
Yes.
All right, can you talk a little louder?
Yes, sir.
Did you grow up with a father in the house?
Not all my life.
Not all your life. And who is the strength in the home, the man or the woman?
The woman.
The woman. And what do you think you learned? What did you learn?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So now you're here on the community, right?
Yes, sir.
With Pastor Dow, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Am I kind to you?
Yes.
I am?
Yes.
Do I speak rough to you?
Yes.
I do?
Yes.
Do I rebuke you?
Yes.
Do I get on to you?
Yes.
Do I come and pat you on your head and say, you're just a wonderful little girl?
No, seriously.
And yet, since you still say I'm kind.
Yeah.
Do I take you to the side and counsel with you and talk with you?
No, sir.
How many times do I usually talk to you in a week?
Not at all.
Hallelujah.
And when I do talk to you, is it pleasant?
No, sir.
Thank you, Tammy. You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
he's got a child supposed to be a mother to him, too, right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She know I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
You can ask her. But I'm not going to love her the way I got to prepare her for a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that making sense?
Yeah.
And she can't obey me and then follow my lead and stuff. Ain't no way in hell she going to. Well, she's challenging a man left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Bread.
Yeah, eat the bread. Yep.
I remember Mother Carol, man, we had a brother that was interested in our daughter. And Mother Carol told her flat, no, you don't want to marry her.
Uh-huh. Mm.
She ain't ready. That's honesty.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, if you have a woman, a daughter of a marriageable age, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to get rid of her. Let her get married.
Yes,
and so have you performed a weighty matter.
Yep.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
You got these dang Negroes now with these ready-made families and stuff want to hold on to them forever.
Mm.
I don't know why. You ain't taught them a damn thing. Mm. They just got to come here and get taught.
That's
They got to come here and learn how to be in the South. Learn how to be a woman. You won't believe how many women that come here, that come here and is in the ministry that don't even know how to wash their behind. That don't even know how, don't even know what personal hygiene is. You won't believe it. Mama ain't taught them shit. Not a damn thing. Throwing water up in the air and running away from it in the bathroom and calling that a bath. So we up here teaching folks. It's just real talk. Y'all fine.
Yes,
but you don't give a woman liberty to get abroad.
Yes,
and you look, just look at my house in itself and look how much respect they command.
Yeah.
Just by their presence.
Yeah.
Look at Elder Rupert's house and look how much respect they command. Somebody got to teach this. Somebody got to live this so Israel will have something to be able to look forward to.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir.
I told you, it's just about, it's just, it ain't scripture, it's just my word.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you get married to a woman, wait a year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
1 year. That's everybody right. Who didn't wait a year, they all have come back to me and said, I wish I waited a year. Oh, I wish I waited.
Take it easy, Chef.
I got you on your side now. How long did I wait?
A year.
Yeah. I can understand. I ain't following my own damn advice.
Yeah.
Mm. Want to get to know? I want to know. I want to see what type. I'm gonna see them. Hey, ain't no way in the hell I won't put a seed in you. You ain't gonna be a good mother to my seed. Hell no. I know you ain't gonna do nothing for me to put away the shit. You can give me the option. Why go out and get somebody else better?
Yeah.
And rather have some children by them than your ass ain't together.
That's it.
That's good.
Right.
But now we got all these thirsty ass men around here trying to see who's gonna be the first one to call deals.
Come on, Seth. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
The book says when a man find a wife, he found a good thing. And some of you look and you found a wife, but you ain't found no damn good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you do get a good thing, you obtain favor
from
the Most High God.
Yes.
Yes,
yes sir.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Life.
But man, don't you expect for the women to get right when your ass ain't right.
Come on now. Come on.
Most of y'all give you a reason for them to despise you.
Yes, sir.
Where we at? We in Sirach 25, right?
Yeah, we in it, man. Yeah.
Come on,
bless you.
Jesus. By the way, let me give y'all a break here for the ministry. Our precious sister, Wendy. If y'all want to write. Now, I'm going to say this again. Listen to me. I actually prefer, if you're going to support the ministry, I actually prefer if you put a check in my hand or you write this address and send it in that way. I prefer that over Cash App, over PayPal, over Super Chat. I'm not telling you don't donate that way. I know today we give out of moderate convenience.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
But sometimes we just, hey.
Disagree, yeah.
You understand what I mean? The reason why I do that is because you know how this wicked-ass system is.
Yeah.
You already done worked. You done got income coming in. You already been taxed. Then they want to turn around. You give offers to the ministry. Now they want to try to tax the damn ministry off of something they already done taxed. Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you choose to get that way, we're good. Because we're learning how to lower the tax burden every single year to the point we're not going to be participating.
Hallelujah.
I'm up here saying the tax program.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Good. Yep. Sister Wendell, we'll be right back here in just a second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't hear nothing.
faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry.
Let's try this again.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast.
Why is that damn thing down there? Do we need to delete all this? Let's do this one.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Oh, yeah. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are.
Okay.
Shalom. The King is coming.
Y'all seen that?
Wow.
He looked up to the same smile.
Wow.
Is that something?
That's it. Hallelujah.
Same smile.
Wow.
Same smile.
That's it.
Dang. Now let's see if I can find this one real quick. So y'all can see. Because that was Mama Dow holding me. There she is right there. See, that's where we got the picture from. I know it'd be hard for y'all to see, but that's the best as I can do. Right now. There go right there. See, there's Mama Dow holding me right there.
Man, that's just kind of all day.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's something, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, what really gets you more than anything is when you look at the cheeks, and y'all see the smile on the exact same way. And you look at them big old feet, look how big I was as a baby. Because mind you, this was July 67, I was born in September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, 10 months. Look how big I was.
Yeah.
Is that not something?
That is.
Man. Man, I tell you, boy.
Life, huh? Circle of life.
Isn't that something? All right, we're getting ready to get started.
We're getting ready to get started. Gee, I thought we done started. Anyway, we're going to get to these scriptures for a second, and then we're going to call it. I'm sure the Lion's End coming up, right?
Lion's End is coming up. So, all right. Y'all all right? Y'all good?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm not as polished as the Christian pastors, you know what I mean?
But,
I know I am. Believe me, I know I am. It's called the anointed.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Hallelujah.
Because when somebody's speaking, you understand it's open, man. That's the anointing.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? It don't come by a man's strength. It comes by the anointing.
Yes, sir.
That's why the book says, then he opened their understanding.
Yeah.
That they might understand the what?
Scripture.
The scriptures. That has something knowledge in the New Testament letters.
Come on.
I can throw this in all day long.
All day long.
Paul never spoke contrary to the scripture. And if you see something in a translation where it seems like he tried to speak something contrary to the man, no. How many times I showed y'all the penmanship of the scribe?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
These people out of their damn minds. All right. Ooh, Sirach 25:23. All right, we're going to do this for a second, all right?
Please.
Come on, teach.
A wicked woman.
Now, let's stop for a second. What kind of woman?
Wicked.
All right, so we're only defining and talking about a wicked woman. We're not talking about a righteous woman. We're talking about a wicked woman. What does this wicked woman do?
Abates the courage.
All right. So, a wicked woman abateth the courage. Let's stop for a second. All right. What we need to do, because we don't never hear that word, abateth.
Yeah.
We never hear that word. So we got to define it.
That's good.
And you can't define it from the English because the English probably don't even know what the hell it says.
Right.
You got to define it from his original language.
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right? But before we define it, let's see what else the word is saying. Come on.
Makes a heavy countenance.
So a wicked woman, not only does she's a bait of courage, but she makes a what?
Heavy countenance.
No, and who counters it? She makes the counter heavy counters of a man.
Yeah.
Makes the heavy counters of a man.
Yeah.
Read.
And a wounded heart.
What kind of heart?
Wounded heart.
Damn.
Read.
A woman.
A woman.
That will not comfort her husband.
That will not do what?
Comfort her.
Husband.
In distress.
In what?
In distress.
How many women that if a man is in distress, see, I told you.
Yeah.
You should have never did that.
Yeah.
You don't never listen to a damn thing. Locking
it down.
You see what y'all hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get a woman, she's supposed to be
come on.
A pillar of strength.
Yeah.
And rest for yourself.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be getting somebody who's just like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm teaching y'all, you remember. That's why I keep telling y'all, man. Listen. You can have children all the way up to the day you die if you can perform. A woman can't do that. She only has a certain one, though.
Yeah.
You follow me? So don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. I'm going to tell it like it is. You think about this. All right, think about this. So, yourself, who was married to Miriam,
mm-hmm.
He married Miriam when she was in her teenage years.
Yep.
That man was like 40-something years old.
Yep.
Out of her come Yahshua.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Don't sit up there and just be settling for what you can see.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Even in the world, there's an old saying that good things come to those who wait.
Mm-hmm.
The book says, in your patience, you possess your soul. Don't sit up there and be, nah, man, have more value for yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, if you spend time, spend time getting yourself together.
Yeah. Hey,
Come on. So that way, when somebody does come along, you won't be blinded to your own self.
Yes,
your own self will blind you.
Yes, it will.
Because you're in a rush and in a hurry to get something that ain't no damn good.
Come on. Oh, hallelujah.
Get yourself together to the point to where you can be a just man.
Yeah! Come on!
Instead of going after the low base nature of where you just come from, you just got one foot out of the damn world.
Yes, sir.
You don't know what the hell righteousness is.
Yes.
You still look through the lenses of the eyes of lust.
Yes.
Take your ass time. Get close to Yah.
Yes.
Get your ass together so you can see clearly.
Yes, sir.
And not settle for nothing but keep your station.
Yeah.
In that you'll motivate these women to get themselves together.
To get right. It's weird.
I promise you. Hey, I'm gonna save that one.
Man.
I need to make me a private. A private broadcast. You follow me? But remember, a wicked woman is a portion to a what?
Wicked man.
See what I mean?
Yes,
don't
let
a man blame me. If the woman's wicked, don't blame the woman. Your ass wicked. See, you won't set a man follow. Right. You won't do that.
Good.
Preach. That is all the old song by the SOS man says, baby, we can do it. Take your time. Do it right. We can do it, baby. It's about taking your time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Take your time.
You're right. Let's be
wicked. Listen. A wicked woman obeys the courage, makes a heavy countenance and a wounded heart. A woman that will not teach.
That will not comfort her husband.
In what?
In distress.
What does she do?
Makes weak hands.
Makes what?
Makes weak
hands. And what?
Hands and feeble deeds.
A woman is designed, a wicked woman is designed to make a man weak.
True.
Wow.
True.
Feminine. I'm going to say it again. A wicked woman is designed to make a man weak.
Yes, sir.
A lazy woman, a lethargic woman, a stupid woman, a brutish woman,
yes,
a callous-ass woman. She designed to wear out the patience of a man to make his ass weak.
True.
Especially if you're a strong man.
Yes, yes, sir.
Sometimes they do it through stupidity and ignorance, and I just don't damn know. And you're going to know. By the time I put all this judgment on your ass, you're going to know. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Watch this now. I'm coming somewhere. I'm going somewhere now.
Yes,
listen.
Lord.
Listen. So, the word of beta. Y'all ready to this?
Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Come on.
So, a wicked woman of beta the courage and make a heavier countenance and a wounded heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, a wicked woman is therefore the sole purpose to decrease in force or intensity, waiting for the storm to abate or to lessen or to diminish, i.e., the man. See, she's supposed to be a pillar of strength, not waiting for you to fall, not waiting, not sitting up there and trying to, because you didn't do what I said. You see what I mean? Watch it. Also, a wicked woman that abated the courage is wants a man to become defeated or to become null or void. To suspend or extinguish, watch this, to beat down, to pull down, to destroy in any manner, watch this, as to abate a nuisance.
Mm.
So, she's there to try to do whatever she can to diminish the man.
Right, yeah.
To take away the fire and the zeal of a man.
Right.
I mean, how many men you know out there on the gridiron, come on, man, on the football field, man, that men don't have no trouble acting like they alpha with each other.
Right.
When they get in front of these damn women,
what
they say to them, no, baby as hell, man. I'll be like, man, you niggas ain't shit anyway. And I mean,
come on, man.
The other one, I'll punch in your damn mouth.
Yeah.
And
I'm telling you, man, I was some straight up. I was around some damn warriors. Mm-hmm. There were some warriors, and we fought, boy. It was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get in trouble too, man. They used to tell us, man, y'all do this stuff again. We're gonna Article 15 y'all ass. That means we're gonna take some rank and some money from you, and we ain't make no too much damn money any damn way. You know what I mean? But damn, you do want to keep what you got. You get all this damn testosterone going, man, and these men, but then you can't even lead your woman. What is that shit? Watch this. You ready for this? To abate also means to demand or to abate or to lessen, to take away courage. To abate also means to cause sorrow and pain. Also means to lessen or to mitigate. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
To frustrate, here we go, by judicial sentence.
Lay your ass out by the family court.
Jesus.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
Yo, look at him. To obey is to deject and to depress. To cause to annul.
Yeah.
To decrease or become less in strength or violent. In other words, if a man is a man, you castrate his ass and make him just make him just weak. So you can
move on.
Now, first of all, if a woman is a real woman, why would you want to do that? If you got a man, first of all, a man is designed to be the protector, the provider. Why would you want to diminish him in any way? If anything, you want to encourage him. If I was a woman, man, I'd be making my man think he's the king.
Come on. God, yes, sir. Hey. God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand it because I know he's the king.
Oh, yeah.
Discipline and accountability.
Yes, sir. Oh.
there is a very clear difference of a person that is disciplined and a person who is being disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
See, a person that is disciplined, imagine, we're supposed to get to the point where we are above reproach.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Unrebukable.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Am I making this stuff up?
That's
as well?
Right.
That's it. I'm home in the book.
That's
I'm
right.
Home in the book.
You in the book.
And it can't be done. It can't be done.
Hallelujah.
But see, if you're waiting for everybody else to get in line, they won't be no line. They won't be no line. You hear me? You can't be waiting on everybody else
no,
to get in line.
Hell.
Oh, man, I got my granddaughter up here. Look at her. I got everybody see the number right there. She's bigger than that, though. Now, look how precious she is. Look at Abigail.
Diamond
Salome. That's Salome. I keep saying it because Abigail looks just like Salome. Looks just like Salome. Salome. Abigail looks just like her, but it's Salome. That little girl. I think she started walking at 8 months or something like that. Now, but man, she holding. She eating every dang thing. Eating everything. Fighting boys. And she gets about 20 whoopings a week. She gets about 20 whoopings a week. 20 of them. But man, let me tell y'all something. Oh, yeah, you need some. Here's one ain't been used either. But I tell you what, man. Y'all can't let these things slip.
No, sir.
Y'all can't let these things slip. Because too many times. Listen, I'm not. First of all, I have to speak.
Yeah.
It's my lot in life. I have to speak. You understand what I mean? Because, I mean, I can go, shoot, man. I can go a long time without having to talk. Easy. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But I have to speak. You don't ever see what happens on YouTube when I go like 5 days without a video? It was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
What's Pastor Dow doing? He alive? What the hell going on? I'm glad to see you back, Pastor. Where you been?
Welcome back.
I'm like, damn. Don't you ever do that again. I'm like,
hey. Come on.
Man, I'm working. I'm sorry, I'm not starting for attention. Don't need it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I have to speak, and I realize I have to speak. How did y'all like my video that I did earlier this week? When they said they want us to leave the country.
You want us to leave the country and follow your ass, and you ain't did nothing over here. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, check this out. So Ron Dalton contacts. I think it was either Mike. Oh, small timeout. By the way, I want y'all to listen to me. Everybody listen. If you're listening, type in 7 if you're listening right now. I cannot let this go by. You've got to hear this. All right?
That's the best capital.
So y'all know, we don't let Baki been gone, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Michael Israel and Sister Koya, which is Michael Israel's disciple, man, they got this herbal stuff down to a literal science, and they ain't no chakras. They ain't no Ouija boards, no tarot cards. There's no Hinduism and all this other stuff. They got this stuff down to a science.
Yeah.
So I was in DR, me and Mother Carol, right? And I asked them to send me some of that kidney stuff that he was talking about. Man, Corey and them sent this up here, man. I'm going to tell y'all, Israel, so, and I'm talking about stuff that works.
Yes, sir.
Literally works.
Yes.
And I was surprised, man. Look at this. They got certified, 100% certified organic nettle leaf.
Yeah, that's
nettle leaf.
Yeah.
Huh? Look at this. We're going to give a shot. Watch this one. Because what I asked for was the, he was talking about the kidney detox. You know what I mean? Because our people, they fed herbs, the herb on the field for the service of man, right? They had that stuff all the time, right? So check this out. Check this one out right here. Look at this. This one is, you know how you got Dick Vapor Rub, and some of you who are outside of that, you got a Unkers. Unkers, look at this. Herbal Soothe Vapor Rub.
Shout out.
But, man, I got plenty. I asked for plenty of this, and he sent me plenty. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I just want to know
support.
How much do I need to send y'all in support? And they didn't send me nothing, no bill or nothing. I asked them to send me in DR. When I got here, it was here. I tell you, it's just a beautiful thing. So, and then she right. So I got 4 8-ounce kickstart detox. That's what I asked for. That's the only thing I asked for. And they turned around and sent me 8-ounce antiviral respiratory defense
mixture. That's perfect.
That's all that shit got going on down there.
Yes, sir.
Send me 2 of them.
Yep.
1 4-ounce nettle leaf vitamin and rich in herbs and minerals. And 1 4-ounce herbal vapor soothe. Michael Israel, Straightway Florida.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Family.
So, come on, Israel. Let's keep it in the family. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I know the integrity of our people. So, what Michael Israel and Sister Coy you got going on, top notch. And again, what I said was householdherbs.com. House, in case you people don't know how to spell it, H-O-U-S-E. Hold, H-O-L-D, herbs, H-E-R-B-S.com.
Yes, sir.
All right? What part of Florida? It don't make no difference what part of Florida is. Yes, you want to know what part of Florida is, and you're worthy for fellowship, you'll call that number. You'll go through the steps. This ain't Christianity. We don't just invite any and out of everybody. Listen, we do that for a reason because we have to protect, number one, our children.
Yeah, come on, sir.
We have to protect the saints that are already with us in Israel.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Look,
come on.
Y'all want to hear this?
Yes, sir.
I keep getting detoured, man. All this not crazy. Listen, when we started this community, almost 30-something years ago, all right? You think about the communities that we have now. Think about this teaching. We have communities, and we get to determine who our neighbors are.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
We get to determine who our neighbors are. We get to determine who comes and visits our home. Watch this. Our children are homeschooled.
Yes, they are.
Have their own education. They got their own playground. We have our own tabernacle. We have our own fellowship hall. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
We have our own shooting range. We get to shoot. We have to move the cows around and stuff. We get to shoot. We got a lot of things we get to do simply by being able to live on community.
Yes.
We got our own gym. We used to have, this place used to be the place where we would wonder, well, you know, used to be, this back here used to be the weight room.
Wow.
Out there, we had a library. And we had a ping pong table, board game table, pool table. We had all different. Foosball table. We had all this in this building right here. And we would come down there once a week and do fellowship and eat ice cream and cookies and all that stuff. And we're surrounded by Israelites.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to be around the heathen. Don't need the heathen. I think it's what's mad. The heathen mad if we don't need them.
Of course.
Hallelujah. When you really truly look at it, the heathen mad we don't need them. Now, we got this cult that's up here. They made it on Vice TV or Vice.
Literally. Yeah.
And these boogers, man, they take, if the dogs die, they skin it and put it on the head. They got rats around them and shit. They got the arrogancy and the audacity and the unmitigated gall to call us a cult. And the people, they ripped them when they seen what was going on up there. And they said, that's a cult down there. Now, ain't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
What?
But I'm actually glad that people call us a cult. Because you think about it,
Coach.
Jesus, the real Jesus.
Come on now.
The real. He's a revolutionary.
Yes, sir.
What would Jesus do if he walked in the Cleflo Tower?
Come on.
Kenneth Copeland Church. Man, it's been worse than a damn. He wouldn't even use a whip, man. He would have came up and said, pass out and borrow your AR.
Yeah.
Let me borrow your AR.
An extremist terrorist.
Then watch this. See, everybody thought, and see, the real Jesus ain't never been preached in Christianity.
No, never.
You got some damn tear-jerking homosexual.
I'm getting ready
to come
out,
man.
Come on.
We got you.
We here. That's real. We're lying.
The real Jesus?
Real.
He stood before the government. And he pleaded the fifth.
So,
and then when he did speak, they didn't like his answer. How many times did he remain silent? Did he not remain silent?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like his answer. You ever heard his Jesus before? You ever heard of him? That was the real Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then the religious people came up who was in lockstep with the government because they were 501c3. He ripped them.
Yes.
I mean, skinned they hide in front of the people.
Yeah,
and then their religious order, because they were too chicken shit and coward, didn't want to try to make sure their hands was clean.
Yeah.
Because
they
knew the Romans didn't have a problem putting nobody's devil shit and blood, but they want to act like they was righteous and shit.
Yeah.
But so the religious people used the government, kind of like you people do today, to try to crucify the righteous.
Yep. That's
one thing I know about the righteous, though, man. The righteous will always rise again.
Come on.
But you ain't never heard this Jesus right here.
No. That other Jesus.
You've been so mesmerized. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. And you. And we're saying these are the days of Elijah, preparing for war.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then, mind you, we ain't bothering nobody. We just getting ready.
That's it.
We getting ready. Because all we doing getting ready. We ain't bothering nobody.
Yes, sir.
We get everybody want to come bother us. See what I mean? But that's how they do. They deceive the hearts of the simple and the hearts of the people. See, just read on one more, and we got to get lined in out here, because this time, man, this time be going by fast.
It's like that's it.
Man, I want everybody to succeed.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Sirach 26. And let's read 23 through verse 26. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26, verses 23 through 26. Listen real close. Now, you know, I told y'all a thousand times. I read this book from one end to another. I don't cover this thing. I can never, ever, ever find one place where it warned that woman against a man. You know the reason why? Now, I'm not saying that men don't have any issues and trouble. But you know why? That it never warns a woman against a man? Because there is no wickedness like the wickedness of a woman. All the shit pales in comparison to what the hell they got going
good
on.
Good content.
Now, that's book. And y'all claim y'all want to be saved. You sure you want to follow this patriarchal y'all? Because he ain't going to be torn around with none of them. Ain't judging on no curve, nor taking any bribes.
No, sir.
Read.
A wicked woman.
Why do I always start off like that? Come on.
Is given as a foreshortage to a wicked man.
Now, stop for a second. If you say your wife wicked, look at yourself first in the mirror. No, for real, look at yourself first in the damn mirror.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's why I keep saying, don't set up at, you remember, I know, y'all ready for this?
Come on.
Well, when I read that, man, I sit back and I feel like this, I go, oh, Adam, good. Adam, what the hell's wrong with you?
Adam. Yes, sir.
The Most High was straight to Adam authority.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Oh,
wait a minute.
First thing you do, blame ship.
Right.
Yeah, the woman you gave me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You mean to tell me you're going to blame the Most High, Yah?
That's a change.
That's what men do today.
Yes,
she. And then while the whole time you sit up there talking to myself and the elders about how wicked she is, you know what we looking at, right?
Yes, sir. Looking at you.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Huh? In the right teeth. She. They be pointing fingers at the woman. She that one. Really?
Sir.
Read that again, teach.
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
So the woman wicked, guess what is wicked?
The man.
Guess what? You are. Come on.
But.
About what?
A godly woman.
What kind of woman?
Godly woman.
What kind of woman?
Godly woman.
A godly woman what?
Is given.
To who?
To him that fears God.
Oh, yes. I mean, I must be fearing y'all pretty good.
Oh, yes.
I mean, come on. I must be fearing y'all pretty
good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
If that's one, what about two?
Yeah.
What about three?
Come on,
Chef. That's a highly favorite.
I must be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All praise to the Most High God.
All praise to the Most High God.
Let's read on.
A dishonest woman.
Oh. Hold on. Do y'all see what we're trying to do here in this room?
We're trying to build. Yeah.
First thing, everybody got to be tore down to the foundation.
Yeah.
You got to be built back up the righteous way.
Yeah.
You ever seen when people have a building, the building looks pretty good, but then the people come in, you go, why would they tear down this whole damn building? Why would they just remodel?
Right.
They say, no, I don't like the building. I don't like the material I use. I don't like the structure. I'm going to take it all the way down the foundation. The foundation is pretty good. We've got to rebuild it.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do with all you Israelites. We're trying to take all your ass down to the damn foundation and then rebuild you up.
Triple
up, yeah. Read on,
he just honest woman attempts shame.
But a what?
But an honest woman?
What would she do?
Will reverence her husband.
An honest woman would always
reverence.
My sires, they would throw themselves on the sword before they would put me to an open shame. Did y'all hear what I said? That's the type of integrity they have. On the side, they will come to me. Love, honey, babe. You understand what I mean? If I miss them off, but they would never, ever diminish me in any way, shape, or form in front of nobody. They would rather throw themselves on the sword and look bad before they put me to an open shame.
That's awesome.
Why? She's going to be a pillar of strength. That's a wise one. But these damn bitches today, man, I'm going to tat your ass out, you young. Not knowing, as the man go, you go. A wise woman knows that, though. A wise woman knows that. Watch this, read.
A shameless woman.
Oh, now wait a minute. What kind of woman?
Shameless.
You ever notice how a lot of these women will run to the internet and don't give a damn? They could be 100% wrong. They don't even care about throwing stuff out there. Just totally 100% shameless. A shameless woman is what?
Shall be counted.
As a what?
Counted as a dog.
But
she that is shamefaced.
What she do?
Will fear Yahweh.
A woman that will do what now?
Shamefaced.
Read on.
Will fear Yahweh.
Come on.
A woman that honors her husband.
Oh, wait a minute. A woman that
honors
her husband. A woman that
honors
her husband. A woman that
honors
her husband. Shall be what?
Judged. Wise. Of ball.
But there's always a but in there.
Oh, yeah.
Always. But what?
She.
That do what?
That dishonors him.
Ooh.
In her pride.
In her what?
Pride.
Because she want to be lifted up.
Ooh.
Because she's vain. You feel what I mean? Because she wants to be first.
Yep.
She don't want to be diminished. She ends up in her pride. She wants to maintain her pride. But in her pride, what?
Shall be counted ungodly of all.
Dang. And what do these modern day women look like? No? Damn, we lost 150-something people.
I bet.
That's what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we good, Israel.
Yes,
we here, right?
Yes, oh, yeah. We here.
Here.
In the name of Jesus.
We here.
Jesus.
And I can tell you right now, this ministry is in the process of making a lot of these women righteous. It just takes some time, though.
That is a fact.
I mean, now I'm almost a damn refugee camp for damn battered, broken, battered women now, man. I'm telling you.
Hey,
I don't mind it. Don't call it. I'll get my foot in their ass and boy, this damn thing. I'm a dad. I'm a father figure. You understand what I mean? Put my foot in your ass. I don't give a shit about you. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
In that manner.
Yes.
I love you as a sister.
Yes, sir.
I love you as a father figure.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, yes, sir. That's right, sir.
But I don't want your ass.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You understand what I mean? That ain't in a bad way. I'm just saying I'm more focused on you being right with the Most High. Yeah,
hallelujah.
And then there's plenty of Israelite brethren out here that strive to enter in. But see, I'm going to get them right.
Yes.
Elder Rufus is and the tools, his family, he going to get them right, but we got to get y'all niggas right.
Yes, sir.
White niggas, black niggas, red niggas, all y'all niggas.
Yes,
we got to get y'all niggas right.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't right.
Real talk.
You ain't right.
Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm big on family. I love seeing all these little babies run. My babies everywhere.
Yep.
Many babies, boy. Now, y'all tell me, here I am, I'm old, I'm getting old as shit, I'm old. My son's 16 months old. You can't see what I'm doing in my house? You can't see it? You can't see the reflection? What more excuse? You got any more damn excuses? What more? Are you missing? Am I missing something? Y'all missing something? Am I missing something? What's being missed?
Nothing. Head on.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You see that boy about dancing, music?
Mm-hmm.
All babies do that anyway. Not all of them, but some of them got the spirit in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the glory guy. What's the name of the little one? I get confused sometimes. Yep.
Azael.
Man, as soon as you hit a note, he on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kaya.
Yeah.
Man, you hit a note, he on it. And you go back, I sent a lot of his video to y'all privately, unlisted, where his guy was up there grabbing the mic. Mm-hmm. You remember when he was up there just playing after service and stuff? After music practice, we just playing, and he's grabbing the mic, and I'm and Ellie up there, that little boy, he's coming in, get out, and he wants him. So last night I was leaving the house, right? Leaving the house and I forget what it was. This guy, he wanted the gun. He wanted to see the gun. See, now that he's getting up, because he climbs up on his bench. And he climbs up on that table up there now.
Yeah.
Are you following me? So I used to have every gun. I already have been through this. With Chucky Nick, I never hid no guns. I never locked them up, none of this stuff. They always been out.
You know, you see them everywhere. They every damn. Y'all ever see them when y'all walk in this house?
Yeah.
It's like a dang man. They're every damn where.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Right.
But see, now that I have him and I can realize what he, I don't never keep one in the chamber. I used to keep every gun had one in the chamber. Every one of them did. Now that he's coming up, none of them have one in the chamber. Because I know he don't know how to rack them.
Yeah.
I'll pick up when you know how to rack them. You follow me?
Yeah.
But none of them. And he knows not to touch him because when I'm out shooting over here, Mom makes sure he's watching. And he never flinches at gunfire. Pow, 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 pow. He's like this.
That's him, too. That's him.
He'll look. He'll sit there and look.
That's him, too.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And I tell him, no gun.
Yeah.
No gun. Just like with his fellow, I said, hot. Mm-hmm. He go, hot. 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 You know it's hot, right? Getting close to the fire, we know it's hot.
Exactly.
So I'm getting just close enough to gunfire, but don't hurt his ear. The way,
that's out. Yeah.
Are you following? Mm-hmm. So he good. But you have to know the limitations of all this. You got, you know, children are waiting to be imprinted on.
Yeah.
Their minds are sponges. They're waiting.
Correct.
Are you following? Are you following?
Yeah.
Let me say, not your Israelite children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need for y'all to really, truly not just listen to what Pastor Dowell is saying. Y'all, if you have any doubts in what I'm saying, I'm teaching, I'm preaching, you got the acid test of the book to fall back on.
That's true.
But you will be hard-pressed to find anything I'm teaching in error. We don't have much time. This is the last generation. This is literally the last generation. I'm hoping and believing that the king comes before our time is up. That would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? But we don't have too many years left on this earth because everything's in a damn pile. Look at America right now. They're looking to try to get us in another damn war again. Wow. And military industrial complex. Big money. Big money. They're waiting to get us in another damn war again. The rich. Every time there's war, stock market goes up.
Yeah.
Or big money. Huge money. So anyway, hey, we've been long. All right. Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
Everybody good? Good. Z, Mike, we got the fisherman in the house. You don't mind me calling the fisherman, do you?
Praise God.
You good? You good? He said, McNabb's, I'm good. Fisherman. Trey, TJ, and the man, the myth, the legend, Teacher Shane.
Yeah.
In the house. And then, yours truly.
Yes, sir.
I'm here. Moving on.
Yeah.
Sorry we didn't have to spend more time with you. I'm sorry that, hey, we're limited by the clock. But one day, ain't going to be no clock.
Woo!
The day is coming.
Yeah.
There's not going to be no night or no day.
Yes.
So I'm going to show you the places where you, if you ever have to get into conflict, this is the places you hit men at. All right, she still ain't forgot them till today. I hope she hasn't. I hope your ass hasn't forgotten in case you're still listening. But I taught her every damn place to hit with the points. Press the points that hurt like hell. It's excruciating pain. I don't care how close I fall, just hit them there, right? You'll be good. But you have to keep the force up, some of them. You know what I mean? Keep it up a little bit, but you damn going to discombobulate the ass for a while. And then just do it to hit again enough to get away.
Yeah.
And Lily was tenacious like that. You know what I mean? But Jim gone on, married to a damn heathen and all that other shit. So, well, it happens, I guess. But remember what Ezra said. I know the law said, the law, don't give your, I didn't give a shit, but don't give your sons to their daughters. And don't you dare take their daughters to your sons. Anybody know what a bastard is? I define what a bastard is in my videos. Y'all know what a bastard is, right? A bastard is someone not born, not because they were born out of a legal state marriage.
Yeah.
A bastard is someone that is born of another nation. We got to define that now. Listen, the Torah is very clear. Yahweh don't give a damn what nation you come from.
Come on.
Once you repent and you accept these laws, statutes, and commandments, you are one that is born in the land. You are an Israelite. So we expect you to marry an Israelite. Because why? You're under the covenant Israel.
Yes.
That's what y'all teach.
Yeah.
Not like these people out here. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So what he's telling you is, look, you are Israel. There's no people greater than you who has received such righteous laws.
Oh.
Yes. You only.
Yes.
Have I chosen above all on the face of planet Earth.
Apple of
his eye. Then y'all said, so therefore I'm going to punish you because of your iniquity.
Yes, yes, sir. So, righteous judgment.
You.
Uh-huh.
Much is given, much is required.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Right. So don't you go out here and marry none of these damn heathens.
Dang.
Who don't keep my law, statutes, and commandments.
Yes, sir.
You're Israel.
Yes, yes, sir. Israel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I take that stuff serious.
Yes, sir.
Extremely serious.
Oh, yes.
Because I don't want this ministry, here we are straightway, right?
Yes.
Me and Brother Shane, T. Shane, Elder Doug, all of us, Deacon Bell, Brother Rich, who's the other old-time men? They're all gone now. Ain't they? They're in the grave and buried now. Brother Roger, Brother Ernie, Dad Dow, Mama Nita's up there. So we're the last of it then. Of the beginning of the strength of straightway. What don't need to happen is all of us are gone, and then all of a sudden the ministry is gone. We're supposed to be hastening towards Yah.
Yes, sir.
And we can only do that if we have to make up our mind right now. We're joined together in one heart, one soul, one mind, and one spirit. We can do that, we'll make it all the way to the kingdom. As Israel.
Yes.
We can't do that, we won't come to the house.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Clear.
All right, Israel, we love y'all. Hallelujah. Live then. I believe it is coming up. Sorry it took so long. If it did take so long. Hey, I do appreciate each and every last one of you that contribute to my rest and recreation. I don't get too much recreation, but I tell you what. I told Mother Carol, I said, damn, I didn't even know I was that tired because I usually average 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, right? So I get down on this particular vacation, and I'm sitting up there sleeping like 10, 12 hours every single day.
Good.
10, 12 hours every day.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm watching all my damn little fine hair starting to come back in. I told him, I don't give a shit. I go bald. I don't give a shit. I'm 55 years old. You know what I mean?
You there.
Yep.
Got a little salt and pepper in here a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to take it back. I'll take it up.